A few thoughts with you. So the first one, I had said recently. So about two or three years ago, my wife introduced me to something called a vanity mirror, a makeup mirror. So I'd never seen a makeup mirror
before.
Powder room.
What's the lights around it? Yeah.
So it has lights, and the mirror is magnifies.
Oh, yeah.
So I had this aura, like, why would you want a mirror which is going to be bright and magnify all of your imperfections? Like, you look in the mirror and you see, like, you don't see a pimple, you see like a gigantic monster, right? You know, like that's the purpose of the mirror, right? Right. So why are we okay with that? Why are people okay with that? It would be pretty depressing, you know. Like, you know, like, I thought I had a little pimple, and then I realized it's like the size of the, you know, Mount Everest, right? So the reason why we're okay with it is because we think we can fix it, right? And the purpose of magnifying is to fix it. Now, theoretically, if the person would see too many imperfections, they could either have one of two reactions. They could either be miyayish, they really look bad, or alternatively, they could just like sit there and stare at it and harp on it again and again, how bad I look, how bad I look, how bad I look, how bad I look. Right? You know, like a, you know, this record playing over and over again, a broken record. But the real purpose of the mirror, obviously, is for the first one. So that's Mamash Rosh Hashanah. Because I'll say Rosh Hashanah, Ari V'Yishi. Ari is Rosh Hashanah, Yishi is Yom Kippur. So Ari is Rosh Hashanah, there's this magnifying glass that all of a sudden takes all of our imperfections and shines a light at them and magnifies them. You know, the whole year I sort of like ignore them. I was like Rosh Hashanah, like, hey, I have this big wart on my neshama. Right? And it's, there's a bright light shining at it. You can't ignore it. You see it clearly. And it's expanded. It's magnified. So there could be, you could have one of three reactions. You can have the first reaction is, great, now I know what I have to fix. Mm. I'm going to fix it. I could have, I'm horrible, I'm terrible, I'm evil, and I'm stuck, and I'm just going to, it's bad. It's all over. I'm just going to burn again, and like that, you know. Yeush. Or I could just sit there and be like the deer in the headlights. I thought I was like a perfect, wonderful person. And I realized how bad I am. And I just got stuck in this mode of like, I can't believe I have these problems. Like, you know, I'm not fixing them and I'm not being my eyes. I'm just like stuck in the mode. So what happens is the Rosh Hashanah sends Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a Yeshua. Because this reaction, number two and number three, are not very good for you. Right? I'm a horrible person is not a good reaction. I'm just like a deer in the headlights is not a good reaction. Well, the reason why you have the first reaction as opposed to the two because you believe you can wash it off. See, Yom Kippur is called Yom Kippurim, which means that it cleanses you. So if there wouldn't be a Yom Kippur afterwards, Rosh Hashanah would be debilitating. I would see this gigantic mirror exposing all of my problems. I'd see all these warts and I'd be stuck with it. No, there's a way to fix it. There's actually a process how to fix it. So don't become paralyzed or don't become depressed and just, you know, demoralized, but rather it can be cleansed.
Where in Rosh Hashanah do we see ourselves looking at ourselves in that way, though?
Right.
In other words, the whole thing is so HaKadosh Baruch Hu focused.
Malach.
And it's not... We're not looking internally in that.
But that's true. But the mice, it's a Yom Adin, and you know
that's confusing.
so whereas in the tefillah itself, we're not focusing on that. We're focusing on the Brush of Mizmelech, etc. You know, but those little things which creep into the middle, like Zochreinu L'Chaim, right. And those type of things, where we're saying Gaval in the belt. So we're a unique nation that we don't focus on the din. With the mice, we focus on the din, right? In other words, we know we're Ayman Bedin, we know we have problems, and we're coming to say Baruch Hashem is the Melech, and we're saying Gaval in the belt, we're not doing so great with that. I haven't done so great with the Baruch Hashem being the Melech in the last year. So, Rav Volpe says the din of Rosh Hashanah is how much you're Mekabel Kos Baruch Hashem. That's the whole din. Not what you did last year,
right.
And not what you do later on in the year. Just how much you're Mekabel Kos Baruch Hashem. So, but I can't honestly answer that I did so great with that either, right? There's the more I'm aware of Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Rambam has this Rambam has this cycle, and we've spoken about this before, right? That we have this reaction to the awareness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it's a cycle. So, Hakela Nichved Banura is a mitzvah la'avoy uliyirim imen. It was a mitzvah to love him and to have awe from him. After Hashem lekecho, it's Hashem lekecho tira. Ve'eichi aderech la'avosoy uliyirosoy. Meshoshi is burning all them b'masav u'bruyav hanifloyim hagadolim v'yir mehem chochmosa she'en le'erech v'lekeitz. It's a person that contemplates the original's creation, that there's nothing comparable to it, and the wonderful beauty and wisdom which is there. Miyadu oyev mushabeach u'mafoyer u'misav atay begdolo leida Hashem agadol. So you have this reaction of love. The Baruch Hashem is awesome. He's wonderful. It's such a beautiful world. It's such a great place to be, etc. Kishmachashe b'dvar mehelu atzmon, and when a person contemplates these exact same things, miyadu nirsa lachurav v'yorei, he jumps back. V'yifchad v'yadeya shehu beria katana shreila v'feilo oimei b'das kalu mu'uta lifnei tomi medeus. He realizes that he's a nothingness compared to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so and the cycle continues. The way I see it, the next step of the cycle is I have this love to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he has such a wonderful world and he created such a beautiful place to be. I have the awe of how small I am compared to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then I contemplate that the Bershom Im calls that how small I am and how great he is. He's interested in me, he cares about me, and he created a beautiful place for me to be in. And the cycle starts over again. And you cycle back and forth. So the Malachim, Chazal say that they have this cycle. They run forward to come to close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then they jump back from the awe of the presence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Rotzer Vishoyim, they run forward and then they jump back. So a human being goes through that cycle. So Rosh Hashanah is a very, very powerful example of this cycle. On the one side, we see a person's malchus, and he created the world, and look what type of world he made, and look how wonderful the Kadosh Baruch Hu is. And we have expressions of Ava through the davening. We have moments of Yira, of how little and weak and small I am compared to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So you have it, you know, the Melech Elyon and the Melech Yevyon, you have the Sana Toikiv, right? And then you have in kids with the Shosecho, you know, you jump back and forth, like the motions are like awesome, you know. Like, that's man. Man is mamash, this back and forth. That Adam is Yisrael Miyov, Yisrael Offer. He's what is he? He's a Cholam Yov. The Baruch Hu is Chai V'Kayom, and the Baruch Hu allows us to be Meshabat him and to interface with him and to have be inherited from him. So there's this Ava, you know. So we go back and forth again and again. So Rosh Hashanah, you know, the more we are aware of the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more we're aware of how puny we are and how much we're defective. So the same Rosh Hashanah, which is going to create Malchus, creates that spotlight of deficiency that we have. So if we would just stop there, we would be stuck. Rosh Hashanah says, no, don't worry, I will take care of it. So Rosh Hashanah created a day, which is a day of his mamash Yeshua for us. Because otherwise we'd be stuck. That was the first thought I had.
So Ori, the pshat is that it's the light shown on us, on our magnifying our flaws.
Right.
And then Yeshi is the
Rosh Hashanah says was the way that they deal with it. That's one thought. Next thought, I've told you this thought before, but it's important, Chazor, on this point. Rishon Salanter has in the Ori Yisrael, in the letters, in the Mechtovim, so he has a mamash, a very, very important Yisrael in Shuvah. And Sefer HaChaim, he says a fascinating thing. He says that basically, the decision whether a person is written Sefer HaChaim or Sefer Meisim, Chas V'Shalom, is up to the person himself. You write yourself in the Sefer HaChaim. He says, what's the definition of a chai? Chai is growing. It's moving forward. There's tsunua, there's gidol, etc. If a person has set himself on a path that without any extraordinary divine intervention, he's going to be doing tshuva. He put in place mentors, learning Musar, being connected with the right people, etc., to the point that he's going, the natural flow of events is going to lead him to change, become a better person. He's a chai. He's margish, he feels. Right? A mace doesn't feel anything. A chai feels. See, he's defined himself as a chai. And a person does not have that in place. Now, of course, the Kodesh Baruch Hu could intervene and create a life experience which will cause him to stop, etc. But that's not up to you. That you didn't do. So it says that right now the person is a mace. He's not being marigish. He's not noticing anything. He's not noticing. So the Rosh Hashanah says, fine. So that's what you are. That's what you are. He says, we put ourselves in the Sefer Chaim and the Sefer Mace. This is what he writes. Right? Whether we travail our life, it's a life of Chaim, of growth, of movements, of being margish, not being, right? Chaim is painful. There's things that you notice that you're not happy with, and you say, you know, I don't want that, I want to change. So I can deal with it by deadening the feeling. I just can't deal with it, so I just deaden it. That's a very dangerous place to be. Then I'm stuck. So he says, so you don't need to correct yourself. You use yourself on a path that you will correct yourself. That's tshuva. Because tshuva is just a change of direction. There's a word from the Baal HaTanya that he says something, and you know, it's one of those lines, like it sounds awesome, and we try to translate it into lamaisa. What does it mean? He says, imagine you have two people which are back to back and facing in different directions. So they have two ways to reach each other. They can walk all the way around the whole world and come face to face. They can just turn around and see each other. He says, tshuva, just turn around and see. Kushbar is right there. You don't have to go all the way around the world to find him. You just have to turn around and he's right there. That's what the Shulchan Aruch, that's what the Baal HaTanya says. What?
It's tough.
Right. That's what he says. It's a beautiful word. Like, what does it mean? Like, what does that mean, Lamaisa? How do you do that? Right? You know, it's like, you know, yeah, just snap your fingers and turn around, and there he is. I don't know. Like, you know, there's a lot of people who don't seem, the snapping the fingers thing just doesn't seem to work. It's a beautiful verb. What does it mean, Lamaisa? Yeah, it's so easy, so close. Yeah, just like, you know, just what? Decide? You know, there's a lot of jokes about New Year's resolutions for a reason. You know? The Jewish version of it, you know, like I once said, you know, by the Litvisha, you get Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and then you have the Shana Rabbah. So, like, you know, it's like the Rosh says, listen, I know you blew it up after Yom Kippur, at least maybe Rosh Hashanah, you should still be okay, you know. See, the man is Zoyz Chanukah, because the Pasha that you had Rachmanis, so there should be another one, you know, like, you know, you'll get Zoyz Chanukah, so if I didn't, you'll make, you know, by then you'll maybe do Tshuva again. Like, you know, we make fun of it, because, you know, we know that realistically, so he's still saying that's not what you need to do. You need to make a decision that where I am is not comfortable. The goal of Rosh Hashanah is to make you uncomfortable. To the point that this is not acceptable. That where I am is not where I want to be. And I'm going to change. So once you make that decision, you've changed already. Because you're now putting in place the things which are going to make that happen. So you don't have to fix the problem. You have to set in motion all the steps which are necessary for that. And the primary step of that is the strong decision that this is not acceptable. I have to be different. So that's not so hard. It's just it requires a awareness of that this is not acceptable. An honest awareness that I'm not comfortable with this reality. So what emotion do we have when we have that regish? When what I want to be and what I am are two different things. That's called busha. That's what busha is. Busha is I'm ashamed. I can't believe I did that. Right? So a person has a very close friend, and they're really very close. And one day, whatever reason, he cops him, Yetzer Hara cops him, and he tells a private thing that the friend told him in confidence, which is very embarrassing to the friend. And the friend comes like, how'd you do that? Why'd you do that? And he says, you know what, you're right. I'm almost embarrassed that I did that. I'm ashamed that I did that. It's not who I am. I'm your friend. I didn't want to do that. I don't know, whatever reason. I just got it. I don't know. I can't believe I did that. I don't want to be that person. I wish I wasn't that person. That's how you feel. That's tshuva. That's the first step of tshuva is, I can't believe I did this. Right? The problem is that, so imagine we lived in a society, very easy, imagine living in a society where everybody's a tzaddik. Right? Everybody learns 12 hours a day, even though they're working. They work for 6 hours a day, they're 12 hours a day, they sleep for 3.5 hours, they daven for like 17 hours a day, and they eat like, you know, crackers and water, you know, like five, right? Nobody says any Lashon Hara. They all walk around like this, right?
We don't help me like this.
You know, imagine when you live in such a society, right? Eventually we'd be very uncomfortable not being like that. Because why are alcoholics embarrassed? If everyone in the society would be alcoholics, they wouldn't be so embarrassed. The answer is because most people in the society are not alcoholics. So that's why, you know, I think I told you my story about it. I once went to an AA meeting. Tell you the story?
Last weekend.
Yeah, right. So one of the things the guy said was, like, you know, he's taking the stuff out to the garbage. So he has his bag of bottles. And it's clinking against each other. And it says, you know, and he likes trying to make them quiet, you know, because, like, you know, the whole, he's imagining the whole block is looking at him taking the bag out to the garbage. Because he's embarrassed. Why? Because nobody else is doing that. Everybody else will be walking out on Monday morning with the same bag, with nothing to be embarrassed of, right? Right? So, if the society which was around us would be on a higher level, we wouldn't be comfortable where we were. We'd be ashamed. But we're not ashamed because we live pretty much normal within our society. But if a person stops a moment and says, okay, but am I really happy with where I am? I know I could do much better. I know it could be better. I don't really mind happy with what I am. I really wish I would be better. And I feel really like not comfortable with where I am. That's the feeling of busha. So Chazal say a person does an Aveira and he's mispayish, moiklam loy. Why? Because that's the act of defining that's not who I am. So the Rambam says that Medarkei Atshuva, the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva in Perek Beis, the Rambam says a fascinating lesson. He says that one of the points of Medarkei Atshuva is, so Chazal said a different thing. Medarkei Atshuva, these are shoved tzayik, tumbled lifnei Hashem, bevchi v'sakalim, we daven a lot. Which is talk of kvi koichoi. Mitzrach harmin adover shechotav boi. Stay far away from whatever that was. And you change your name. So what it means, change your name. You had another name, like Lord Lane, a person who's very ill, they had a name. Klaimer, she ani acher, veni oiso isha, oiso oiso namaisin. Beryl, did the veterans, I'm your uncle. That's what Shuvah is, Rambam says. He's saying, I cannot accept the fact that I'm that person, that I did that. That's not acceptable to me. How am I going to change it? How am I going to work that out? We'll work that out. But if I get to that hachlota, I've changed my direction. That's what the Baal Tanya means. I don't have to run to the end of the world to fix this out. I just need to turn around and say that's not, I want to be facing this way. I don't want to be facing that way, I want to be facing this way. And that has to be an honest turn. They once heard from him. Progressive Yazel, didn't hear from Progressive Yazel, heard the name of Progressive Yazel, Arthur from the Vardik. Says, because I'll say that if you make for me a Pesach, Kachuda Shamachat, I'll make for you a Pesach, Shagolim Mikronis, the Ulam Yardim Boy. It's going to be large enough that Pasha, the wagons with their oxen carrying, moving them is going to go through that. Says, we never made that Pesach. Kachuda Shamachat, never made that Pesach. We're not getting this, like, you know, haftacha, gigantic openings, you know. He says, we made that Pesach. There's different ways of making holes in different things. He says, you have a bucket of water, and you put your hand in, you made a hole in the bucket of water. Pull your hand out. It's not a hole anymore. Right? Make a hole in butter. Stick your finger through it. Right? It softens, comes back together. Maybe there's a little bit of a hole left of it. There's a hole in wax. There's a hole in wood. There's a hole in metal. Right? He says the hole in metal is permanent. That's the hole the Russian wants. He says, well, what makes it permanent? He says, muster. If a person puts himself into a system where not that I have something in the regular basis of my life which is going to remind me that that's not what I want to be. So it's not. It says so. The Altman Kellum says that the person wants to make one of Kabbalah for assessing mitzvah, but the Kabbalah should learn Musar regularly. Whatever Musar works for you, you know, it doesn't have to be, you know, like. One of the reasons I remember we always had, like, you know, the yeshiva was that Musir Shishil Shishor. You have to say Musir Shishil Shishor. Shishor is not it's not an inspiring sefer. It's not written to be an inspiring sefer. It's written to be a sefer of cheshbon, thought process. It's very oiske cheshbon. These are the issues. These are the reasons why you want to do them. These are the benefits of doing them. These are the challenges what you're going to have. These are why people don't do them. This is what you have to stay away from. Next. Okay, now you move to the next madrega. It does the same thing. It's like a very, it's a push, it's like a ledger. Right? So if you need inspiration, don't learn Mishil Shishor. You know, so what safer inspires you? Each person has different things that inspire them, whatever it is. But your person needs to constantly, the regish has to be in this error again. Of like, remind me, I'm not that guy that you did that before. I'm a different person. And the reaction to that is the feeling of charata and busha. So now, next step. So the Rambam comes along and says that what's tshuva? Rambam says, so Rabbeinu Yehuda says three parts of tshuva. He says there's charata. So that's where he's describing that as charata. I regret that I did this. I'm not comfortable with the fact that I did this. Asivas achet, which means I set in process a way to stop doing the vera. And vidui. The Rambam adds another step. Okay, so that's what he calls it as a chet. He regrets that he did it. And the one who knows the hidden secrets will testify about him. They ain't going to do it again. The Rosh Hashanah is going to testify you're not going to do it again. And the Masorah Litzvados is sauce of, and then you have to say Vidui. So we spoke about the Vidui part of it. Rambam says three steps. So what's this third step? Right? You have a Zivah Zachet, and you have Charat. The Rosh has to be made, you're never going to do it again. So we're out. Like, you know, I don't know about you, but I'm out. Like, you know, like, the Mabit says not like that. The Mabit says the Chol, that Shuba is not the same as Dal Minim. Like, you know, if a person takes a lulav and an esrog and a dasim and a rabbis, it's like he didn't know three quarters of a mitzvah. Mm-hmm. Garnish katan. Right? Person has four, he only has enough strings for three corners. So he puts the three corners, like the three quarters of a mitzvah. Right? He didn't do any mitzvah. Garnish katan. He says, Shuba, each step, each one by itself is some level. L'chol Shuba Timsa Kapor. I didn't fix it totally. The fact that I regretted is something. Like the fact that I regret it is in the kind of the fact that I'm not comfortable with that action that I did. I regret this. Right. So that itself is an act of expelling it to some extent from you. Then there's, I put in place processes to make sure it won't happen again. No, I'm not promising, you know, that it's perfect. It's a path. There's ups and there's downs. But I'm on a road. So what's this? So the answer I just now saw, so Rabbi Yamin Zilber Zatzal, in his Pirush on the Rochus Chaim Rosh, he says, you have to go back to the Halacha Aleph. That was Halacha Bey, Perek Bey's Halacha Bey's. Halacha Aleph is Ezehi Tshuva Gemura. Now the Tshuva Gemura is that a person ends up being in the exact same situation and he overcomes. He suggests that this Ram is a continuation of the first Halacha. So the Rambam says Tshuva Gemura is you get, the opportunity comes and you control yourself. Okay. I always understood my tshuva that's Tshuva Gemura, but what's like basic tshuva? Like the next, he says no, this is the hemshech from the first one. Tshuva Gemura is the expression of it is that when the person is tested. So what does it mean to do? Tshuva Gemura requires yudeya talumah, you're never going to do it again. And we see people who've done that, right? A person who was living a secular lifestyle. And he changes his lifestyle. we can be 99% certain he ain't going back to his old style, lifestyle. I mean, at the beginning, maybe, you know, at some point, the guy's been frum for 10 years. He's like, oh, you know, like that. You never know. He might, you know, one day just throw it all off. I mean, it's a possibility, but it's not any higher probability necessarily than the guy who was born FFV, right? As far as we know, he changed who he is. End of conversation. It's a fascinating nusach. One person wanted to ask me about, if I'm a Baal Tshuva, I said, halavai. Because the Mabit says that the definition of a Baal Tshuva is a person who's like, buy them over Tshuva. It's like a balabayas, you know. I'm the Baal Tshuva. Baal Tshuva is a tremendously chashav appellation. Uh-huh. Says the person is a Shav. To be zechut to Baal Tshuva, what the Rambam calls Tshuva Gemara, the Mabit calls Baal Tshuva. Right? That the person has total control over the situation. He's not going to do it again. That's what Baal Tshuva means, right? So in Chumash, you talk about this. That's a, you know, these people talk about Baal Tshuva. They might have changed their life. They're not going back. Right? Barring an extraordinary circumstance, the person will, as you know, but given the derech hateva of their life, they're not going back. So that there's a yoyed of yudei talumos. If you want to get that much rega. But like my bit says, but the call to that's Baal Tshuva. But a person who doesn't have that, he's still a shav. So if I set in motion a process where I'm going to change, albeit with ups and downs, like the stock market, you know, over a period of time, it the value goes up, but it's not a smooth path. Right? There's ups and there's downs along the way, and there's some days which are really, really frustrating. Right? You know, really, really nerve wracking. But if the overall process is climbing, that's a form of tshuva. You redirected who you are. I think it's a very important point to recognize that. One last point I want to share with you. I said a vort. If I recall correctly, the Rosh Yeshiva Baruch Sarotskin said this. So if I got it right, this is what he said. It's his... No, it's mine. So it makes sense, it's his. So there's a famous marshal that the Ben Yonah in the beginning of Shari Tshuva brings. Everybody has a kash on it. Betzim, it's a medrash. But the kash is gewaldic. And so it's like, what's pshat? So he's talking about this idea of not doing that, the fact that people don't do tshuva right away, and that's a person should do tshuva as quickly as possible. He goes through multiple arguments why a person should do tshuva as quickly as possible. The more you push off doing tshuva, the punishment for that is terrible, because the Russian gave you an opportunity to fix it, and you're not using it. So that's true in the whole year. Kavu Charmen, that's true during the coup where the Russian makes tshuva easier. He knows the Russian is angry at him. He knows he has the solution, and he ignores it. So that's not much a chutzpah. And like he's like saying to the Russian, you know, I'm not spoiled from what you might do to me. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, it's garnished. Yeah, right? That's what I'm saying. He also says that a person is ma'achar b'tshuva, because this way, if the opportunity of a avera comes again, if he had done tshuva, he wouldn't do it again. He'll like do it again. The longer, each time you do it, the fact is it becomes harder to change, etc. But in this first argument, he brings a mashal. There's a kacha listim shechavashim ha'melech b'sasurim. There was a group of bandits who were caught. And the king put them in the dungeon. Now, dungeons, good old king's dungeons, are not like are the modern prisons, you know. You know, like, the person was put in this dark, damp, little dinky cell with the rats and the mold and, you know, to rot for the rest of his life until they took him out and they hung him. There was like, you know, so there were the two options ahead of him. Either he's going to rot or he's going to hang, right? So they list him, dug a tunnel to get out of out of prison. Partsu bayavar, and they broke through, and they all ran away. Minisher echad mehem, one remained. Bosar b'sasayir, so the person in charge of the prison came, the dungeon. Ramat tesadu, he sees the hole, he sees the tunnel. V'ishahu oidena ozo, he sees this guy still there. V'yachasim b'matei, when he hits him with a stick. That's the end of the quote. Okay?
Is that what
the
quote
means? So she says, you know, you're like, you know, the, you're like, you know, fool.
Go out.
There's a hole. Go. Right? So that's what that's a medrash. So everybody says, like, I don't understand. This is the one guy who listened to the king and didn't run away. So he should deserve a medal, not a patch with a stick. So that's Terutzim. But the question beyond the Terutzim is like, what, Chazal couldn't come up with a better marshal. Okay, like, but he go for kasha. So what are Chazal saying? Chazal is saying that this is not a thought process which takes place in the head. The instinct of preservation of life is one of the most basic instincts that a human being has. Right? You see a person is walking along and something starts to fall, he protects his head. Now, the thing which is falling weighs 3,000 pounds. It's not going to help. It's not a rational action. This is the instinct of self-preservation, which a human being has, which is an instinct. Right? The act of running away over here is instinctive. It's part of the human being's nature. If this person didn't run away, it means he's not this ball from what the king's going to do to him. It doesn't affect him at all. Because if it would, it wouldn't be okay. You know, I'll sit there like I'm being like a king. Like, you know, that's not what happens. Chazal used his mashal, which has this kasha, bedafka, to show you how Chazal perceived chet. Chet is the equivalent of the natural instinct to run away. There's no logical place that a human being would be near chet. It's totally illogical. It's totally against your nature. To the point that the natural reaction is run. Without any considerations, without any rational, without any thought process, that should be the natural reaction to chet. I think that's what Chazal being Miram is over here. That, you know, like, we need to get ourselves to the point of this, you know, the point over here is, I'm going to change. Right? Set myself in this process of changing because I cannot abide that I'm that person. I cannot live with that reality. It's totally not who I am. I need to get uncomfortable. I need to get so uncomfortable with that reality that I'm going to change. I need to get to the point where, like, this is so intolerable to me. It's like the guys that I cannot stay in the dungeon. I have to leave. That's what Chazal are aiming want us to feel like when it comes to chet, which is not where we're holding. But part of what Rosh Hashanah does is it does that for us. If we're a person would be misbinding in Rosh Hashanah, honestly. So he says in a different letter, he says, person realizes that his life and the life of all his loved ones are on the line. He says, the purpose isn't the pachat. The purpose is the awe of the danger which I'm in right now. And I need to fix it. It's not acceptable where I am. He says, I would react. I cannot continue as if nothing's going on. I need to do something. I need to address it. I had a Talmud here, Yeshiva, who was, Nebuchadnezzar was in a situation where he was driving and a friend got killed. The family sued him for negligence. And I remember the day he had to go to court. He was like white with fear. You know, whether what they could do to him, and it wasn't a criminal case. It was, you know, it was litigation between two parties. But the thing is, he found guilty in court that he's being negligent for somebody else's death. Was so overwhelming to him that he was white. I said, "Oh, that's what Rosh Hashanah must look like." That's what it means din. So the purpose of din, Rishul says, is to get us uncomfortable. We don't like being uncomfortable. Right? The purpose of Rosh Hashanah is to shine this tremendous light on us and say, you know what, you're really not looking good. And there are consequences. So, like, what are you going to do? And the Russian says, you know, that, you know, I'm a vater and I give space, etc., but I have expectations. Like, I also deserve to be dealt with nicely. It's a two-way street. I've done a lot of nice things for you. I'm the Melech, and I've been open, gave all these wonderful things, and like, what have you done back? Like, stew in that thought for a little bit, please. And the reaction should be like, okay, I can't. I you're right, I can't. I cannot accept this is who I am. I was ungrateful. I was insulting the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I've done things which are beneath what the Russian deserves, what I should be, and I need to change. And if we can get that to an honest emotion, we're just totally different people. I'm not that person anymore, Rama says. I'm a different person. Rama has a beautiful lashon. Later on in Hilchos Teshuva. Parak Shri. Gzal Tshuva, Shema Kreva says, Adam Lashkina. Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Alakecha. Lo Shaf Tamadai, Noam Hashem. Yidu Shuva Yisrael, Noam Hashem, I like to Shuv. Shema Kreva says, Arachaykim. Emesh Hayezesh, Soni Lifnei Amokim, Meshukets and Meruchek B'Toeva. Vayemezahu Ohu V'Nechmad Korav Yedid. Kamul Mas Tshuva, Emesh Hayezah, Move the Meyashem Elokei Yisrael. Abenisam Hayim, Avdila Meynechem, Levein Elokeichem. Tzoyk Veino Nenem. He would dive in the Meshem, wouldn't hear him. Voice of Mitzvahs, Vatarvan Asher Lepavon, verses, I don't want your Mitzvahs. Okay. Vayoyim, Hu Mudbuk Hashchina, Soyek v'nena miyad v'oysi mitzvah makabonus ha-benachas v'simcha ki kvaro v'salim ki matzach v'oydol shemiz avim lehem v'orvel Hashem minchas yudah v'shalom kimei olam k'chushin kamonios. This is a gorgeous lashon. Like that's how we're supposed to look at it. V'odami yishval tshuva shu meruchak mimayalat ha-tzadikim imnei avayna shechaz ha-sha-osa. Ain't it over Cain? Ela ohu v'nechmad hu lifnei abari kilo lechot meyarlim. V'loy orchel says chara harbe shrei tom tam chetz upirish v'menu v'kavash yitzroi. Am chomim mokam shalat shuvu oimim ainu tzikin gurin yichalom lahamit. Kamar losim gedolim imalas elu shalachot meyarlim nei sheim kosher yitzroi yetsamehen. I once heard from Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky that he spoke, in one of these secular venues, a big stadium in Tel Aviv. So as he was coming out, there was a secular reporter over there who was interviewing one of the attendees. And he asked him, like, who do you think is greater? You or the guy in Bnei Brak who... So the reporter wanted the guy to say, look, you know, because I'll say it, about Shuba is greater, like, you know, like I'm better than the guys in Bnei Brak. That's what he wanted to say. The fellow said, the guy in Bnei Brak is bigger than me. He said, why? I wasn't ready to hear that one. Right? He says, because I was out there, and I know there's nothing, no glick out there. The guy back in Bnei Brak thinks there's something good out there, and he still stays in yeshiva. That's godless. You know, I know there's nothing out there. He thinks there's something out there, you know. Right? But the Maisa, but on the other hand, once a person is Tom Tamchei, it's hard to change. We're not denying that it's hard to change. You know, tshuva is, we're making it sound like, you know, yeah, it, a real change in direction is a very significant move. Reb Leib Chassman says that this week, you know, Shuvi Yisrael Hashem Elokecha. So Rosh Hashanah says to Reuven, At Pasach Tebetshuva, and therefore the Rosh Hashanah promises that the one will be Pasach Betshuva to Klai, so will be from Reuven, Shevet Reuven, Hashem from Shevet Reuven. So he said, remember, he was Pasach Betshuva, Adam the Tshuva, Chazal said Adam the Tshuva, Kain the Tshuva. So what do you mean? Reuven was the first one to introduce the idea of Tshuva. It says Reuven introduced the idea of tshuva, not on the aver, but on the meter which caused it. He says his issue was pachas kamayin. The issue wasn't the bilbul yitzuyaviv. The issue was the fact that he was pachas, and he did tshuva on the fact that he acted bibihilus. He didn't think. He says because a person doesn't do tshuva on the meter, he says it's like a guy gets on a boat, he needs to travel to the west. He's going for about a day, and he realizes they're going east. He says, no problem. He gets on the boat. He starts walking west. I'm going west. He says, do what I mean. Okay, right to matter. Right? I got it backwards, but okay, but the same idea, yeah. He says, you know, you're going, it doesn't help you, because the meat is going to slap you. So when we say a person is going to change, it means you have to change the foundational element of who you are, right? That you're really going to change that. So that's hard. But at least it's a change in direction. It's an extraordinary thing, though. Bali Tshuva, you know, the person doesn't expect them overnight to become, you know, Chavos Chaim. It's a change of direction. It'll take time. They're going to learn. They're going to integrate. They're going to grapple with things. It's a process. Nobody's expecting, when you take a secular guy, you make him frum, that, you know, overnight he's going to, like, you know, all of a sudden, like, memorize all the halachas and keep Shabbos, all the pitchikivs, and, like, have no qualms about it and just be totally happy with it. If the guy would do that, we'd say he's unhealthy. Right? He's not, and it's not going to last. It's not real. But for ourselves, when it comes to, we're frum, and you know, we're like, you know, if I don't really, really make a real change, and, like, and it lasts, and it's perfect, and it's like, it's not real. Like, that's what we do to ourselves. And that's not fair. Because what the result of that is we end up doing nothing. Because I set the bar so high, so like, well, I can't do that, so, right, so I might as well just, like, you know, just like, you know, go through the motions, you know, and the Davin Yom Kippur and, you know, cry a little bit and get right there, you know. I once had this aura, and then I'll let you guys go. So Rosh says that their year for me was done out of rote, out of milamada, because that's how they were trained. So what does the pasuk mean? It says they had yira. It wasn't that they were total. Inside, the guy couldn't hear less, and he's just going through the motions. You can't call that yira. But he yira some way. See, they had yira, but the yira was milumada. There's a guy when he comes out, well, you know, he starts getting a little bit more nervous, and he starts diving a little harder, and then he cries in Rosh Hashanah a little bit, and he makes a kabbalah during his assessment, and it's honest because it's on the clock. It's calendars. Cry here, you know. You know. And he does it because that's what you're supposed to do. And he means it. But like, what does that mean that you Rosh Chodesh all of a sudden you turn on the faucet? Like, why did it bother you there, you know, and on the your Gimel Sivan? It's not that time for tshuva right now. It's the wrong section of the time of the year right now. Let me check. Can I watch? You know, that's how we function. What? Summer vacation, right?
That's what you're
doing. No tshuva during summer vacation.
That's what you're doing. That's
I had a chaver in yeshiva. He says, you know, it's the mitzvah of the Mekayim Pesukim. He said, Ellie, right? It's the mitzvah of the Mekayim Pesukim. Said, okay, where are we going with this? I already know. Like, it says, the pasuk says, that nobody's perfect. I want to make sure that Shlomo Melech is not a liar. And I make sure that, you know, I do things wrong. That's why Shlomo Melech is not a liar. I said, okay. Yeah. I knew this was going. It was going somewhere interesting. You know. But you know, the thing that we should, it shouldn't be, because that's, we've set up a life cycle and a lifestyle that therefore things that once in a while you know, based on the standard of my lifestyle, they're going to pop up and I'm going to do them sincerely when it happens. But it's dangerous when it's a cycle, when it's a lifestyle. Yira, Amuna, Shuva, these type of things can't be on a cycle, can't be on a calendar, can't be on a lifestyle. Because as much as there's elements of sincerity when I do them, but there's an element of insincerity, the fact that they're done on the calendar. So that's one of our challenges we have here on the Royan. Right? It's hard to have Yira, but the Yira itself will be Mimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimim why, partially why you're not Aleph Tishrei, a lot of the things change. It's not on the calendar anymore. So, okay, no problem, you know, next year, right? So you feel a little bit bad, you know, that's part of the calendar is, and you're not officially, you feel bad about that, your Kabbalahs are not going to last. Like, it's part of that, it's written in the calendar. And it's also in the calendar. Feel bad about what, you know, right? Now, on Gimel Keshen, you say, like, what were my Kabbalahs again, right? Oh, I really feel bad, I really should do something about that. You know, that's Gimel Keshen. And then, you know, somewhere like, you know, about Chafei Kislev, you say, like, I can't believe I'm this is where I am. You know, that's what we do. Every year, the same cycle. It's Yira. I mean, it bothers me to some extent, but it's Milamada. That's the danger. It has to be that, but if I can get to a point where something is real, that's what they said. They said, you know, that the Bali Musa would say, make one a small Kabbalah. The point, it wasn't the small Kabbalah. The point is that it should be real. So Rav Chalzel writes, he says, the Rosham hates Sheker. So one mashu of a change, which is MS, he's much happier with than a lot of half-hearted things, changes within the being shaker. But the point of a change is I made a decision. I'm not comfortable with being that person. I'm going to change. Yes, it's going to take me 1,000 years. I don't care. But that's irrelevant. That's not the point. So I'm trying to have it in here. So there's a sefer called Yesod HaTshuva from the Sefer. There's a little kuntras, like 4 pages long, from Rabbeinu Yonah called Yesod HaTshuva. And he sets up a system of how to set up your Seder of changing. And then he says at the end, or not the end, in the middle, he says, you keep this system, even if a person passes away, Bechatzi Yomov, the person will give him a scar as if he lived a full life and did these things the whole lifetime. He says, could you set in place a system which will carry you to the mitzvahs? So Rashi says, the fact that I took away your life doesn't take away your opportunity to get the schar. Because I'll be derech ateva, you're going to get it. So you put the system in place, even though it's going to take time, even you don't ever, it doesn't, the guy passes away before it finishes, it's irrelevant, it doesn't make a difference. Because you set up the system.